Tonight's scripture reading is taken from the books. First one, Daniel chapter 2, verses 44 to 45, and Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
我们今晚读经文来自但以理书第二章四十四到四十五节，同埋路加福音第二章第一到第七节。
We'll read this first in English and then in Cantonese.
便用英文，又用广东话一齐读出。
Verse 44. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of the mountain, but not by human hands. A rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. Luke, chapter 2, verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
当立王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一个，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝一切国，这国必存到永远。你既看见被人手凿出来的一块石头，从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥，那就是大的神，把后来所有的事给王指明。 也梦准是这样，这讲解也是确实的。路加福音，当那些日子，该撒阿古士督有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册，也是居里纽作纽叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城。 向犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的新孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。又生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message, His Kingdom is Forever.
今日全牧师所传讲嘅信息嘅题目系他的国度永远。
Evening. What's the theme of the Bible both in the Old and the New Testament?
圣经的主题是在新约和旧约里面究竟是什么主题呢?
Well, it's this glorious great event of the coming of the Son of God into the world for our salvation.
他就是讲到神的儿子来到这个世界上面为到我们得救这个这么满有荣耀的事。
Now, in the Old Testament, of course, it appears mainly in the form of a prophecy or a foreshadowing.
在旧约我们看见很多的预言。
The prophecies are almost endless in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面所讲到的这些预言好像无休止的。
They're to be found in almost every book of the Bible.
好像在圣经里面的每一卷书里面都有提到。
And they're put there in different forms and in different pictures.
他们可能用不同的形式、不同的图画来表达出来。
The Lord Jesus Christ is foreshadowed or foretold in the Old Testament in an almost endless variety of ways.
耶稣基督在旧约里面来到去被预言到用不同的形式、不同的来到去讲到。
The message is for us.
他所要表达的信息是要给我们听到。
It doesn't matter what may be happening in this world at this moment.
在这一刻,在这个世界里面,无论是发生着什么事。
The Bible always has a relevant message for whatever generation, whatever epoch of time is listening.
在无论什么历史的时期里面,圣经里面所讲的事,对我们来讲都有一个很适切的信息。
And as you'll see on slide 2, the Christian faith is not merely a matter of personal salvation.
在这里让我们看见基督教的 信仰不是只是讲到一个个人的救恩。
It has a worldview.
它有一个世界的观点。
And because it has a worldview, therefore it speaks to every time, every era, every epoch in the history of struggling humanity.
咁所以即係话佢嗰个嘅信息係喺唔同嘅时间、唔同嘅年代，或者係喺人类历史挣扎嘅唔同嘅时期里面，都係对我哋说话嘅。
Whenever we find ourselves in some particularly difficult situation, like a pandemic, and are tempted to be almost overcome by it, you need to look and know and search the scriptures.
所以当我们发现我们是在一个很困难的处境，就好像譬如我们在疫情当中，我们好像会被这些东西来到去胜过的时候，我们就要在这里知道，我们要在圣经里面去寻找。
And there you'll find a word that is particularly appropriate for us at this time.
咁你就会觉得咧，就算喺呢一个时间里边，你喺圣经里边都可以揾到一个神嘅话语咧，系对你系合适嘅。
And that will be so if you know the person behind the very word of God.
假如你知道神话语背后嘅嗰个嘅时候，你就会揾到。
Now in Daniel 2.Which is a very familiar part of the Bible for many of you, we have one of the great prophecies of the coming of the Son of God.
咁咧喺但以理书嘅第二章嗰度咧，你亦都会睇见咧系讲到关于神嘅儿子嚟到嘅呢一个嘅预言。
And it's a great passage because it gives to those of us who are Christians one of the greatest messages of comfort, consolation, and final assurance.
对于基督徒来讲呢，在这一段的经文里面，你可以找到一个很伟大的信息，是叫我们能够得着安慰，还有能够得着把握的。
If you're familiar with the book of Daniel, you'll know that King Nebuchadnezzar has had a dream that only Daniel alone was able to recall and interpret.
咁如果你熟悉大以理书嘅时候，你就知道佢呢度讲到就係话呢个尼布加比撒王，佢有发咗一个嘅梦，係唯有大以理佢先可以呢帮佢将呢个梦去讲返出嚟，同埋同佢解释呢个梦。
Now, to understand this portion of the Bible, you need to know the precise time when all of what's recorded in Daniel happened.
咁咧，如果你要去明白嘅时候，你就要知道咧，喺呢一段经文里边所讲嘅嘢咧，佢有一个好确切嘅时间，呢啲嘢呢啲事情发生。
The context of the narrative portion of Daniel is the children of Israel, because of their sins, have been conquered by the great nation of Babylon.
咁喺呢度个背景就系话咧，神以色列的儿女，他们因为他们的罪的缘故，他们被巴比伦来到去掳了。
It was a miserable time for them. They were carried away into captivity.
对他们来说，这个是一个很凄惨的时间，因为他们被掳。
Jerusalem, their city, their main city, had been destroyed, and the temple of God was in ruins.
耶路撒冷他们的城市是被破坏，而神那个的圣殿也是被毁坏。
In a sense, all that Israel had prided herself on lay in desolation and in a hopeless condition.
咁亦都即系话咧，以色列人佢哋一直引以为荣嘅嘢，而家都好似变得为好荒凉同埋系冇希望。
Remember, it was an agricultural society, so land was important. Land was ruined, and the Israelites were captives.
对当时以农业为本嘅社会里边。他们的地是被毁坏，而他们也都被掳掠的时候是很惨。
In other words, they were not free people. They were slaves under dominion of a foreign king, King Nebuchadnezzar.
即是说他们是失去了他们的自由，而他们就是在这个尼布甲尼撒王的统治之下。
This was one of the lowest points in the history of Israel.
对于以色列人来讲，这个好像是他们在他们的历史里面落到去一个最低点。
Remember, Israel and the Old Testament are the people of God.
而你记得在旧约里面曾经提到以色列人是神的子民。
They were the people to whom God had made his promises to.
而他们都是那班人，神是跟他们去立约的。
And here we see them in Daniel chapter 2, miserable.Seemingly hopeless in a very dismal condition.
咁但系喺但以理书第二章里边，我哋睇见咧，佢哋喺一个好可怜嘅境况之下，佢哋咧好似系完全嘅嚟到去绝望。
And all this happened in 605 BC.
咁大约咧就喺主前嘅605年。
Then this tremendous thing happened. This dream.
咁但系咧。有一件好惊人嘅事发生，就系呢一个嘅梦。
This message was given to them.
呢一个信息系为到佢哋而讲嘅。
That message was full of hope and a bright future.
呢一个嘅信息系满有盼望，俾佢睇见一个好光明嘅将来。
That message was full of a certainty that nothing could remove it or destroy it.
在这里去给他们看见这个信息给他们看见就是说到没有任何的东西能够将他们去挪开或者是破坏。
God throughout the scriptures seems to work in a similar pattern and method as what he did in Daniel.
神在圣经里面好像都是用类似相同的形式或者是方法来去工作。
In fact, if you trace this theme, it's a recurring theme all the way from the start in Genesis through Revelation.
其实如果你由创世纪睇到去启示录嘅时候，你会发觉有一个重复嘅主题。
God sets his affections on his people.
神将佢嘅爱心佢对佢嘅子民嘅痛爱系摆喺嗰度。
He constantly allows his people to get into some hopeless positions.
他容让他的子民落入一个好像很失望的境况。
And there, God's people are feeling utterly dejected, and their enemies seem to be full of a sense of triumph and rejoicing over Israel.
咁当佢嘅子民咧，佢哋感觉到系非常之沮丧，而佢哋嘅敌人咧又好似喺度得胜，好开心嘅时候。
And when everything looks bleak.Suddenly, you see this pattern again and again in the Bible. God comes in, and the whole situation is changed.
咁佢哋好似一个好暗淡嘅情况之下，就喺呢啲嘅时间里边，神就介入，整个嘅处境都改变。
That has always been God's method. That's the pattern.
呢个常常都系神用嘅一啲嘅方法，好似系神嘅一个嘅模式。
It's the essential part of the message of the Christian faith.
这个也是基督徒所信的信息里面一个很必要的部分。
And that's illustrated most perfectly of all in the coming of the Son of God into the world, Christmas.
当神的儿子来到这个世界，圣诞节就好像是一个最完美的方式来到去表达到神的方法。
When the Lord Jesus was born into the world, once more, the situation for the people of God,was completely hopeless.
当主耶稣基督去降生在这个世界上面的时候，在当时 这个世界亦都是在一个很绝望的境况。
Since the prophet Malachi in the Old Testament, there had been no word from God in the days that Jesus was born.
自从这个先知马拉基之后，好像神没有对以色列人讲过任何的说话，直至到
For 400 long years, there had been no true prophet in Israel.
直成400年里面都没有，在以色列里面没有一个真正的先知。
God seemed to be silent.
神好像在这里沉默。
The children of Israel seemed to be abandoned and their country conquered by Rome, who was the superpower back then.
以色列人他们好像是被神遗弃了一样，他们的国家也都被罗马来到去征服。
And was into that kind of situation when it was least expected that God did the greatest thing of all.
就是在这个这样的情况之下，在他们完全没有去期待什么的时候，神就去做一件很伟大的事。
He sent his only begotten son into the world to rescue, to redeem men and women, boys and girls.
神就差他的独生子来到这个世界上面，去拯救这些男的、女的、男孩子、女孩子。
And that's the great thing that stands out in the whole history of the Christian church.
这个也都是在整个的基督教的教会里面的历史里面一件很突出我们看到的事情。
And that is why this good news is of such comfort and strength to Christian people at the present time.
这个就是为什么这个的好消息对于就算今天的基督教会来讲都是一个很大的安慰和力量。
Just think with me for a moment, how often the Christian church throughout the ages has seemed to be at the very end of its rope, lifeless, helpless, hopeless.
我们可以去想象一下，就在历史当中有几多时间我们看见基督的教会好像就去到一个的末路那里，好像没生命了，没帮助，没盼望。
Just like in the day of Daniel,And in the day when Jesus was born, her enemies had become loud, proud, and arrogant.
就好像在但以理的时代，或者直至到耶稣基督来之前，你要看见他们的敌人是很大声，他们是很傲慢。
It seemed like Christianity was finished.
好像基督教就要完结了。
It seems like the church doors were shut for the last time.
好像教会的门要被关起了。
As you know, we're entering winter. It seemed like a bleak, cold midwinter that settled upon the church.
就好像是一个很暗淡、很寒冷的冬天，教会就是落到一个这样的地步。
But that pattern, as I mentioned before, always happens, and suddenly and quite unexpectedly, God sends.A mighty and glorious revival.
就在没有人能够去期待预见的事间上面，神就是成就了他一个很伟大、很荣耀的一个复兴。
And that message stands out very, very clearly in the prophecy of Daniel 2.
这个信息在但以理第二章那里，那个的预言那里很清楚地表明出来。
That prophecy was fulfilled literally, and it has continued to be fulfilled in principle ever since that day long, long ago.
自从那时开始，这一个的预言在字面上它已经是成就了，而它也都是继续的在它那个所讲的原理上面来到它要成就。
And I think you'll agree with me, if you're an astute Christian, in December 2020, how desperately...We need that message.
如果你是一个基督徒的时候，你就知道在12月22日的时候，我们是几咁嘅需要呢一个嘅信息。
The Christian Church is dwindling in the Western world.
基督教教会喺呢个西方国家里边、西方社会里边系喺度越嚟越减少。
And many in the church are beginning to feel hopeless and anxious about the future.
好多嘅教会喺呢度，佢哋都感觉到好似好冇盼望，甚至好忧心将来会系点样样。
And it's been God's custom throughout the centuries to come and visit His people when they least expect it.
但系呢个就系神嗰个一直嘅做法，喺咁多嘅世纪里边，神都系会当人冇去期待到嘅时候，佢就临到当中。
That's how spiritual revivals have happened.
呢个就系属灵嘅复兴发生啦。
God works in very, very mysterious ways.
神嘅工作系用人难以理解嘅方式嚟到去进行。
I hope you see that in our text this evening on the way that this message came to God's people in Daniel.
咁我希望咧，今日你喺呢今日嘅经文里边，你会睇见神嘅信息系点样临到佢嘅子民。
Because God chose to give His message of comfort and encouragement to a depressed and hopeless people.
因为神去选择将佢嘅呢一个满有安慰同埋鼓励嘅呢一个嘅信息，临到呢一啲咁沮丧、好似好绝望嘅人。
And what a surprising way he gives them the message. It's through this person, this king of Babylon, who were the enemies of Israel, through King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
而神系藉着佢哋嘅敌人，就系话到呢一个嘅尼布甲尼撒王，系将呢个信息传递俾佢哋。
If you know your history, King Nebuchadnezzar is like the king of kings. He's a man who conquered the then known world.
咁如果你识得呢、这个认识呢个尼布甲尼撒王嘅时候，你就知道佢好似咧喺当时嚟讲咧，就系佢去征服晒喺当时嘅嗰个嘅世界里边嘅国家。佢好似系呢个所有啲皇帝嘅一个嘅王。
And as we read tonight in those two very brief verses, 44 and 45 of Daniel 2, it was a dream about what? A great image. It was a great image, right? Of a head of fine gold, the breast and arms of silver. The image also had the trunk of brass and the legs of iron and the feet of iron and clay.
咁咧喺呢个梦嗰度咧，佢就讲到咧，佢话呢个尼布甲尼撒王咧，佢见到一个嘅像，呢一个像咧，佢个头咧系精金嘅，佢嘅胸膛同埋膀臂系银嘅，佢个肚腹同埋腰系铜嘅。
And like any busy man, he woke up in the morning, and he couldn't remember this dream.
个腿系铁嘅，脚系半铁半泥嘅，咁佢好似好多好忙碌嘅人咁样，佢瞓醒觉，发完呢个梦，佢唔记得个梦。
Like any busy person, his mind was full of other things, right? Maybe the affairs of his empire.
佢嘅心里边可能咧系充满晒好多嘅嘢，系关于佢嘅国家嘅事啦，系点样做啦。
But the dream left a big impression upon his mind, and it bothered him. It disturbed him.
但系呢个梦喺佢嘅心里边，令到佢嘅心里边好烦乱。
You know, as a powerful king back then, he had astrologers, soothsayers, wise men to tell him about things like a dream.
咁喺尼布甲尼撒王系一个好满有权力嘅人啦，佢有好多嘅术士，好有有好多用法术嘅人哲士嚟到可以讲俾佢听关于呢个梦。
But all these wise people that surrounded the king, none of them, none.Could tell him what this dream even was.
但系佢所有嘅呢一啲嘅人都唔能够话俾佢听呢个梦系乜嘢嘢。
And this brought the king to a rage. He was fuming, and he threatened to kill these people, these men, these astrologers, unless they could tell him what the dream was.
咁咧呢一个尼布甲尼撒王佢嗰阵时咧就好嬲啦，因为咧啲人咧都唔可以话到俾佢听个梦乜嘢，咁于是乎咧佢就吩咐咧就话佢要灭绝晒所有嘅呢啲嘅哲士。
And it just so happened that Daniel, an Israelite, a slave, one of the captive people who were in exile, he's amongst the Babylonians. He's there.
咁而喺当时，但以理佢系一个嘅以色列人， 咁但佢亦都係被掳到嗰个地方，咁佢就喺到呢个巴比伦里面同埋呢巴比伦人一齐。
And the message came to Daniel as well.
而呢一个嘅信息亦都嚟到但以利嗰度。
Daniel was one of God's children, and he pleaded with the Lord to have mercy upon him and his people.
但以利佢系神嘅儿女，佢求神嚟到去怜悯佢同埋佢哋嘅子民。
And God revealed the dream to Daniel and its message or interpretation.
神就将呢一个嘅梦同埋呢个梦嘅解释嚟到去向佢显示。
So Daniel, to the astonishment of the king and everybody else, repeated the dream and gave the interpretation of it.
咁但以利呢，佢就喺众人好惊讶嘅情况，同埋喺呢个王好惊讶嘅情况之下，将呢个梦讲出嚟，同埋去将呢个梦嘅讲解讲出嚟。
And as the narrative continues in Daniel, God humbles this great man of the world, the conqueror, King Nebuchadnezzar.
咁继续喺经文你会睇见嘅时候，神就系叫呢一个尼布加被杀王喺呢个世界里面好伟大嘅呢一个王，要叫佢谦卑落嚟。
Did you see how God did it？
你睇唔睇见神系点样嘅工作咧
？He chose an unknown, one of his own people, to show forth his divine glory and wisdom。
佢去选择一个不被人要认识。同埋系属于佢自己嘅人嚟到去将佢嘅荣耀同埋佢嘅智慧彰显出嚟。
Daniel's a slave in exile。
但以你系一个被掳嘅一个嘅仆人。
God uses Daniel, a nobody in the world's eyes, to humble the most powerful person in the world。
神就用这个不为人识的但以利来到去叫这个的王来到去要谦卑下来。
Maybe you're depressed today because this pandemic has lasted a long time.
因为这个疫情这么久，可能你今天都会很消沉。
You know why you're depressed? You're not truly thinking as Daniel did, as Christians do.
为什么你会这么低沉呢？是因为你不是好像但以理或者好像真正的基督徒他们的这样的想法。
God works with this pattern. When it's so dark and dismal, when things look like it's hopeless, then God surprises us.
就是在这些这么好像无望是这么黑暗的时间里面的时候，神会用他的方法来叫我们去惊讶。
This is the pattern.Story after story after story in the Bible.
这个就是神做事的方式，你会看见一个故事一个故事是这样发生。
Just look at the great powers that have risen against God throughout the ages.
你只看看在这么多的在这个年代里面有强大的势力，他们起来对抗神。
And for a while,Virtually everybody believes that the world powers are going to win. They're going to triumph.
咁喺一啲嘅时间里边，啲人会可能讲呢个世界嘅权力系会胜利嘅。
But suddenly God arises in a most disapproving manner. He just humbles the nations. He puts them in their place.
但系当神佢突然之间嘅出现喺人可能咧都唔认同嘅方式之下，神叫呢一啲嘅国，神叫呢啲嘅国家系嚟到去卑微落嚟。
In other words, God's purposes will prevail。
亦都即系话，神要做嘅事，神要达到嘅目的系会系会得胜嘅。
Just look at the history of the church, for example. Many powers have arisen, and they've threatened.To exterminate Christianity.
我哋亦都可以睇啊，喺历史里边，你会见到有好多嘅权力系会升起嚟，佢哋好似要去威胁到教会，要叫教会灭亡。
But all those powers have gone, long gone by.
但系呢一啲，你会睇见呢啲嘅权力都过去。
And just like those powers of the past, every power in the world today. That seems to be threatening the Christian faith will go down exactly in the same way.
就好似过往所出现过嘅呢个权力一样，今日呢啲嘅权力可能咧系会威胁到基督徒嘅信仰，但系呢一啲同样佢哋都会系成为过去嘅可以。
Because that's the pattern. That's what God does. He deflated the powerful Nebuchadnezzar, and he'll do it again and again and again because he humbles the great and mighty.
这个就是神作事的方式，他怎样的来到叫这个尼布甲尼撒王来到去卑微下来。神他就是会说，他讲到说神会叫那些强大的来到降卑，叫卑微的能够升高。
And God always exalts the humble.
神常常的就是叫那些卑微的来到升高。
Now that's the situation. Now let's look at the message itself.
这个就是当时的那个处境，我们看一下那个信息。
Because the message is rather fascinating. It's on slide 3. God gives in Daniel to a prophecy of the exact time his son is going to be born into the world.
那在这里你会看见呢，他这里讲到他说神的儿子是会在一个指定的时间里面来到这个世界上面降生的。
Imagine that.You're talking about 605 BC, a lot of centuries before the birth of Christ.
我哋喺呢度佢讲到嘅就话系主前嘅600年，系咁几即系咁耐时间之前嘅事，佢可以讲到会有咩事情发生。
And the first part of Daniel 2, verse 44, the first part of 44 says, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom."
咁喺第但以理书第二章第44节的头，他说当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国。
And that amazing dream indicated that there was going to be a succession of kingdoms.
那在这个的梦里面的时候，他提到的就是说到原来有一连串的帝国。
And according to Daniel's interpretation of the dream, the head of gold,was Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, himself.
咁如果根据但以利佢嗰个嘅解对梦嗰个解释嘅时候，咁佢就讲到呢一个精金嘅头就系讲到尼布甲尼撒王，或者嗰个巴比伦国。
That was going to be followed by the kingdom of silver, the Medo-Persian dynasty.
咁然后跟住咧就会系讲到呢一个嘅铜啊，唔系呢个银嘅嗰个国，就系讲到马代波斯。
Next comes the kingdom of brass, the kingdom of Greece, Alexander the Great.
咁然后当佢讲到呢个铜嘅呢个国嘅时候咧，佢就系讲到希腊呢个亚历山大帝。
And this is finally followed by the kingdom of iron with its divisions and a mixture of clay as well. And that, of course, was the Roman Empire.
咁然后佢讲到咧就系呢个铁嘅嗰个王国，佢就系喺度同埋有。有泥嗰度，佢就系讲到呢个罗马嘅帝国。
And then we're told that when the Roman Empire would be at the height of its power, God was going to set up His kingdom.
咁喺度甚至讲到话，当罗马帝国系去到佢嗰个权力嘅高峰嘅时候咧，神佢要嚟到建立佢嘅王国。
And He was going to send His Son as King to start this mighty kingdom of heaven.
咁佢话到咧，佢会差佢嘅儿子嚟做成为呢一个天国嘅王。
And Luke 2 verse 1 tells us that it actually happened at that time. It gives us a historical reference point.
咁咧，当你咧如果睇见咧《路加福音》二章一节嘅时候咧，就俾我哋睇见咧，佢喺度讲到喺历史里边俾我哋一个嘅对照嘅时间啦。
And it came to pass in those days.There went out a decree from Caesar Augustus.
咁喺二章一节歌佢讲，当那些日子，该撒阿古斯督有旨意下来。
Luke gives us a historical reference point, Caesar Augustus.
咁路加咧喺呢度俾我哋睇见一个历史嘅对照嘅点，嗰个时间系喺边度？佢就话系呢一个该撒阿古斯督嘅时候。
There are numerous instances in the New Testament of.The detailed fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies.
其实咧喺新约咧有好多嘅例子俾我哋都睇见咧，就系话 旧约所讲的预言是怎样的来到去成就。
Do you see how fascinating this is? Daniel does not merely prophesy the coming of the Son of God into the world generally, vaguely.
你睇唔睇见喺但以理喺呢度所讲到呢预言，唔系净系讲到神嘅儿子点样嚟到呢个世界上边，系好笼统嘅讲。
He tells us the exact time, 4 or 5 centuries before it happened.
你会睇见咧，即系喺咁多嘅世纪之前咧，佢已经可以指出嗰个精确嘅时间系几时。
We know from antiquity that Nebuchadnezzar invaded Judah in 605 BC.
咁如果咧，我哋从古迹嚟到去睇嘅时候，我哋知道尼布加尼撒咧，佢大约咧去侵略呢个犹大咧，就大约系喺主前605年。
That's a long time before Caesar Augustus came onto the scene.
咁你会睇见咧，其实咧，佢比起咧该撒阿古斯督，佢喺嚟到历史嗰度嘅时候咧，系一段好长嘅时间。
And even more remarkable, in the 9th chapter of Daniel, it's still more particular and fixes the very year when the baby Jesus was to come.
咁但如果你咧睇但以理书第九章嘅时候咧，你就会更加睇见咧，好精确嘅，佢会讲到咧系喺边一年耶稣基督呢个婴孩系降生。
Another Old Testament prophet Micah tells us that Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem.
而另外一个嘅先知尼加咧，佢更加讲俾我哋听，话耶稣佢会系喺伯利恒嗰度出世。
Again, so many centuries before the exact time and place is prophesied.
咁你知道咧，就喺咁多嘅世纪之前，而已经咧系去预言到嗰个时间、嗰个地点系点样发生。
As you'll see on slide 4, God is controlling history.
在这里我们看见神是掌管历史。
It was when, as the Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 4:4, the fullness of times was come, that God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law.
就好似使徒保罗佢所讲嘅，佢话及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来。
God's kingdom is unique.
神嘅国度系好独特嘅。
Look at the characteristics that are revealed of the kingdom.
可以睇下究竟俾我哋睇见呢个神嘅国度嗰个嘅特点。
You'll see a summary of the gospel.
你在当中你会看见那个福音那个总结。
And the thing emphasized is that this kingdom is going to be essentially different from any other kingdom.
他在这里讲到神的这个国和其他的国度是很不同的。
First, it's not going to rise out of any other of the other kingdoms.
首先呢就是神的国度是不是从其他的国嘅国度里边嚟到去出嚟嘅。
It will arise independently, apart from, distinct from the other kingdoms.
佢会同其他嘅国系完全嘅独立嘅出嚟，同埋系完全系唔同嘅。
You remember that in the case of the earthly kingdoms, each arose that were mentioned by Daniel in his dream. Each arose out of the ruins of a previous one.
咁如果你睇见当但以理去讲嘅时候，你就会见一个嘅帝国系其实就系因为一个嘅衰落，然后咧第二个兴起咁样。
We know from world history a great conqueror comes and conquers and demolishes the previous kingdom。
喺历史里边，我哋都睇见就系当一个大嘅王国嚟到，佢要去征服咗另外一个国嘅时候，佢就系点样去破坏咗嗰个国嚟到去建立自己嘅国。
And that great warrior set up his own.On the foundations of the former kingdom.
而这个大的战士，他来到怎么建立他自己的国家呢？就是建基在之前的那个国的那个基础上面。
And that happened again and again and again, as Daniel's dream shows.
好像但以理他提到的那个梦一样，就是这样一次一次的这些东西是重复的出现。
In contrast, God's kingdom is not going to be like that.
但是神的国不是这样的。
Because it doesn't belong to that world order.
因为神的国是不是属于好像这个地上的国的次序这样。
And as you'll see on slide 5, this dream image of Nebuchadnezzar not only describes these four kingdoms and the empires of the past, but it typifies and represents all earthly, human, worldly power.
在尼布甲尼撒王他所发梦的看到这个像里面所讲到的，他不单止是描述到刚才所讲到的四个帝国他们是在过去的日子里面怎样，其实呢他也都是代表到呢，就是在今日我们地上人类这个世界的权力。
But God's kingdom doesn't belong to that order.
但是神的国不是在这个的次序当中。
That's why in the New Testament, when Jesus appears before Pontius Pilate, before his crucifixion, what does he say to Pontius Pilate? My kingdom is not of this world.
所以当耶稣基督在比拉多面前去被审问的时候，他这么讲，他说我的国不是属于这个世界的。
It's an unseen spiritual kingdom.
是一个眼看不见的一个属灵的国度。
A kingdom that starts in the hearts of God's people.
这个国是在神的子民的心里面开始的。
And that's God's kingdom until Jesus comes again, when he'll usher in the new heavens and new earth.
这个就是神的国度，直至到耶稣基督再回来，我们进入到他的国里面。
Again, God's kingdom doesn't belong to the image seen by Nebuchadnezzar in his dream.
所以神的国是不是属于不在尼布加别沙王那个梦里面所体现的那个像那里。
Let me point to you and to your attention something even more wonderful from the text.
或者呢我在更加指出一些东西是更加的奇妙的，在这一段经文里面我可以看到的。
It's a kingdom that presents a striking contrast in its lowliness and its apparent insignificance.
仲有呢，就是原来这个的国度呢，比我们呢是看到一个呢，另外看到一个很惊人的对比，就是他的卑微和他的好像看下去不重要，一点都不重要。
In Daniel 2 verse 45, God's kingdom is compared to a stone, a rock cut out without hands.
在但以理书第二章四十五节那里，他讲到神的国，他说就好像是一个不是人手作出来的一块石头。
You see a striking contrast here.
你会在这里你会看见一个很大的对强烈的对比。
The kingdoms of the world, they're great, they're wonderful, they're all full of majesty and pomp and circumstance.
咁你睇见咧，这个世界的国。世界的帝国呢，他们是很伟大，是很奇妙的，里面好像充满了很多呢很兴盛的东西，很鼎盛。
And externally, their glory is shown in the gold, the silver, the brass, the iron.
在外表上面呢，你可以看见他的荣耀呢，就好像金、银、铜、铁这样。
In comparison, then there's this little stone, this little rock, this other little kingdom.
咁咧，相比之下咧，另外一个咧就只不过一个好少少嘅一个嘅国，好似一嚿石头。
And that's a perfect description of the kingdom of God.
呢个系对于神嘅国嚟讲一个好完美嘅一个嘅描述。
That's an essential part of the Bible's message.
呢个亦都系圣经信息里边一个好必要嘅一个部分。
Right, the nation of Israel, the children of Israel in the Old Testament, God's people seem so small, so insignificant in their origin.
咁当你咧睇见咧以色列神嘅儿女，佢哋咧喺佢哋嘅起源嗰度系几咁嘅少，同埋好似唔重要。
In the scale of world history, Israel is a very, very tiny country.
在人类的历史里面，以色列是一个很小很小的国家。
And when you contrast Israel with these great empires of the past,
咁当你跟以色列跟过去的这么大的这个帝国去相比的时候，
How insignificant she is compared to them.
她看下去是几么的微不足道呢？
But that's not really so, right?
但是不是的、哦、事实上。
Because just look what happened when God sent his son to come into the world.
因为当你看见神怎样将他的儿子差到来这个世界的时候。
Let me ask you, where was Jesus born?
耶稣基督在哪里出世呢？
Was Jesus born in a king's palace?
他是不是在一个王的宫殿里面呢？
Was the baby Jesus wrapped in purple velvet?
这个婴孩耶稣他是不是包住在一些紫色的丝绒布里面呢？
Was the Christ child surrounded by gold and silver and brass?
这个婴孩耶稣他是不是被一些金啊银啊铜啊这些东西来到去包围住呢？
No, he's born in an animal stable.
不是，他只不过是在一个马槽里面来到去降生。
He's birthed in a manger. That's why the analogy is a stone, a rock.
他在一个马槽里面出世，所以好像就被他这里用一个石头来到去对比一样。
He's born into a very poor family.
他降生是一个很贫穷的家庭。
We read in the scriptures that they could not afford a sacrifice for the temple of a lamb. They had to only bring turtle doves.
咁喺度讲到咧，甚至咧，佢哋去到圣殿里边献祭嘅时候，佢哋都买唔起一只嘅羊嚟到去献祭，佢哋只可以用一啲鸽子嚟献祭。
There was nothing more humble, more lowly than the birth of Jesus.
耶稣基督嘅降生系冇乜嘢比佢比佢系更加嘅嚟到系卑微。
Do you see the image that Daniel paints for us? That's a picture of a stone, a rock, not gold, not silver.
你睇唔睇见喺呢度但以你佢所描述嘅呢一个图画咧，唔系金唔系银吓，而只不过一个石头。
It shows us the humble origins of the Lord Jesus.
佢系睇到耶稣基督佢点样嘅去选择一个好卑微嘅起点。
It shows us the insignificance of his position.
佢俾我哋睇见佢所处嘅位置系几咁嘅唔重要。
Jesus was not a Pharisee, a teacher of the law.
耶稣基督唔系一个法利赛人，唔系一个教法师。
The Pharisees back in Jesus' day were learned people.He had never been to the Pharisaic schools.
咁啊，法利赛人喺当时嚟讲咧，都系受过一啲好多教育嘅人。咁但系耶稣从佢个法律师嘅学校。
The Pharisees, the teachers, the religious teachers of the law, kept themselves apart socially and theologically from the Greeks and from the uneducated commoner.
咁而呢啲法利赛人当时咧，对佢哋将佢哋自己咧喺社会上面，或者甚至系一啲嘅神学教育理论上面咧，都将自己咧同希腊人同埋一啲咧冇受过教育嘅人咧嚟到去分开嘅，要将自己。
God's kingdom appeared insignificant, full of ordinary, common people.
但系神嘅国度咧，好似充满嘅咧就系一啲唔系好重要嘅人，一啲好普通嘅人。
And as Jesus grew, he spent most of his time in Galilee, not in the capital, not in Jerusalem, not in Judea.
耶稣基督佢嘅成长嘅时候，佢大部分嘅时间都系喺加利利，佢冇乜话喺个首都，冇乜话喺耶路撒冷啊，喺犹大。
Again, his kingdom resembled an ordinary stone, contrasted to the gold, the silver, the brass, the iron of those secular kingdoms of the world.
佢嘅国度就好似一个好普通嘅一个石头咁样，同世界嘅国度系好唔同。佢哋就好似系金啊、银啊、铜咁样。
And if that wasn't enough, did you notice what verse 45 said? This stone or rock was cut or brought out, and it's important without hands.
咁喺第45节，我哋更加可以清楚睇见，佢就话呢一个嘅石头系非人手作出嚟嘅。
Each time Daniel mentions.This stone, this rock, it also includes without hands.
每一次当但以理去讲到呢个石头嘅时候，佢每次佢都会提见话系唔系人手作出嚟嘅。
And this means that everything that has happened in connection with the coming of the kingdom of God has been entirely outside of all human ability, all human power, all human understanding outside of it.
咁即係話咧，佢講到佢每一次佢講到嘅就話，當神嗰個嘅國度嚟到嘅時候咧，係完全係喺人嘅能力、人嘅權力、人嘅知識以外嘅。
In other words, it's all of God.
亦都即係話到係完全係嚟自神嘅。
That's the extraordinary mystery, the amazing paradox, right? The humility and the glory combined.
这个对我们来讲，我们可能是很难以来到去明白的。在当中好像有很多的矛盾，你看见在那个的卑微，在那个谦卑，在那个卑微那里，也都看见那个荣耀。
The insignificant and the Godhead combined.
你会看见好像是微不足道，但是也都是神。
Right, this baby placed in a barn.In an animal shed, yet he is eternal son of God.
这个婴孩在马槽里面出世，但是他也是永生神的儿子。
Those things are both together all the time.
这些东西是一起的。
That's why the famous hymn writer of Hark the Herald Angels Sings says, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see.
所以在我们很熟悉的那首诗歌天使报佳音他唱到他说至高上主披肉体。
And what the hymn writer is alluding to is the mystery, the marvel, the miracle of this event.
在这里写这首圣诗的那个人他就提到出来就说到在当中怎样令人难以置信一个这么奇妙的神迹。
And it's prophesied so long ago in this interpretation of this dream to the secular king Nebuchadnezzar.
咁喺呢度，佢亦都俾我哋睇见喺咁耐之前，当但以理佢点样嘅嚟到去解释尼布甲尼撒王嘅嗰个梦，就系咁样嘅发生。
Now let me remind you that this is not only true of the Son of God Himself; it's true of the kingdom of God.
他在这里不单只是讲到神的儿子，他更加讲到神的国度的这个王。
And it's easy to see. Just look at the beginnings of the Christian church.
我们只要看一下基督教的教会的开头。
Who did Jesus preach to?
耶稣是从哪里?
To common.Ordinary poor people.
当耶稣基督来到去跟他们去讲道的时候，他去向这些人讲，他只不过是向一些平民，一些很普通的人。
Jesus did not spend most of his 30 plus years on this earth in king's palaces.
耶稣基督没有去用他的时在地上的时间来到在这些皇宫里面。
His first followers, the disciples, were not great men of the world.
他所招聚的那些门徒不是一些在这个世界里面很伟大的一些人。
They were just ordinary sinners.
他们都是一些很普遍的很普通的一些罪人。
And that's the kingdom of God at the very beginning, as seen in the Gospels.
这个我们可以在福音书里面看见开头神的那个国度的时候是怎么样的。
And Jesus dies, rises from the dead,And goes back to heaven. And what does he do? He leaves in all of these insignificant men the keys. He says, here it is. Here's the church.
咁而当耶稣基督去死咗，然后从死里边复活，然后佢升咗天嘅时候，佢将呢一啲嘅嘢交俾边一啲人啊？就系交俾呢啲咁微不足道嘅人。
And you can read about it in the book of Acts. It's all recorded there.
你可以在《使徒行传》里面看到。
You know, we scratch our head and say, how can the kingdom possibly continue? How could it possibly flourish with these few common men and women who are ordinary people?
你可能会问你说，神的国度怎么可以藉着这些这么普通的人来到去可以继续下去呢？
How can this startup church stand up against the centuries of the Jewish religion? How can it stand up against the great Roman Empire?
他们怎么可以呢对抗到当时的一些犹太的宗教和当时的罗马 的哲学希腊的哲学呢
Well, Daniel tells us, because it's a stone, cut out without hands.
但是但以你这样告诉他这个就是非人手作出来的石头。
And that's true even today.
就算是今天都是真的这个讲法。
Right, how improbable is it that Christians shape societies and influence the world as they do?
就是基督徒怎样他们可以来到去塑造这个社会影响这个世界呢
Because it's not about us. It's not about what we do. It's about what he's done.
因为这些完全不是因为我们是哪一个或者我们可以做到什么东西而是神去做了什么东西。
Because Daniel's image is right. It's a stone cut out without hands.
这个就好像但以理他所讲到就是说是一个石头是非人手所作出来的。
You simply can't explain the spread of Christianity in terms of the first disciples and apostles. It's an improbable thing that happened.
因为呢我们不能够去解释的就好像在当时这些这样的门徒的时候你会觉得不可能会发生到的。
How can God's kingdom grow throughout the world? How can it happen from a bunch of commoners?
神的国度怎会可以呢藉着这些这么普通的人的人来到 去生长呢
They had no worldly influence. Yet, look at the impact that Christianity has had on the world.
咁佢哋根本呢啲呢班嘅人对世界都冇咩影响力嘅。咁但我哋可以睇下究竟有几大嘅影响最后对呢个世界。
And he's continuing to do that. Even during a pandemic. Even today.
神继续嘅咁样工作就算喺今日疫情之下。
You know, the authorities met in the first century, you know, when the church was gaining steam and influence. And you know what they said? What is this?
在第一世纪的时候当教会是一路一路成长的时候当时那些有权柄的人他们说究竟发生了什么事呢
Right, they met together because they wanted to put a stop to this because it was threatening their power.
他说我们怎样才可以制止到他们呢
And they concluded and said,These men are insignificant, unlettered, untutored, yet they seem to have worked this miracle.
他在这里他讲到他说这些人好像是微不足道的他们又不识字他们又没有读书的但是为什么他们可以这么神迹的来到去工作呢
And you know what they concluded? These are the men who were with Jesus.
他们总结他说这些人他们曾经跟耶稣一起。
And as we know from the scriptures, the Holy Spirit came upon them, just like today you, Christian, have the Holy Spirit of God. It came upon them.
我们都知道的就是他说是因为圣灵临到他们在他们当中。今天当圣灵在我们那里的时候我们都可以。
You see,Daniel's image is still true today. A stone. A rock cut out without hands.
但以理他所讲到的这个描述对今日来讲也都是真实的。一个未经人手作出来的石头。
God's kingdom will flourish and come to fullness despite what appears in the present.
神的国度是会继续成长去到完全的无论在现在发生什么事或者是多么的绝望。
And that's the message you and I need tonight.
这个是你和我今晚我们所需要听到的讯息。
You need to be reminded of that.
我们需要被提醒。
The church is what she is today. You know why? Because she's forgotten that message.
我哋今日嘅教会可能我哋就忘记咗呢一个嘅信息。
Because the church is trying to strengthen herself by human means, human philosophy, human understanding, human learning.
好多时我哋今日我哋觉得点样我哋可以叫我哋嘅教会系更加有力量呢？我哋就会用我哋人嘅嗰个嘅学习嘅方式，人嘅嗰个哲学或者人嘅明所要明白到嘅嘢。
Now don't misunderstand me. That doesn't mean you can be ignorant of the word of God.
请唔好误会我，唔系话我哋对神嘅话语系一无所知。
But we've forgotten you have the Holy Spirit.
但我哋忘记咗，原来我哋有圣灵。
And you know what we do? Now we rely on advertising.Organizing by human means.
我哋而家好多时，可能我哋咧就会靠一啲点样做一啲咩宣传嘅方式，或者点样组织一啲嘅嘢。
And we've forgotten what Daniel said. We're a stone, a rock cut out without hands.
但我哋唔记得咗，好似但以理所讲，其实我哋应该系非人手所作出嚟嘅石头。
God is doing the increase.And you see this principle again and again and again in the scriptures. And he is the king. And you see it in his kingdom.
我们可以在圣经里面一次一次的看见神是那个叫成长的那一位。
And we're told at the end of verse 45 that the kingdom of God shall break in pieces and consume all those other kingdoms.
在第45节那个时候你可以看见的就是这一块石头要打碎其他的那些的王国。
And there in a sense in which it has already done that.
也都可以这么说神是已经成就了已经做了。
Yet there's a greater sense in which it's going to do that.
而另一方面神也都会有更大的事情是会去会做的。
Because what happened? No little than 3 centuries after this little despised group of Christians became what? They became the official religion of the great Roman Empire.
因为你可以在这里看见的就是说到在大约3个世纪之后这一班被人家好像很看不起的这一班的基督徒他们居然呢就是成为罗马帝国的一个宗教。
And when the Goths and the Vandals came down and sacked and ruined Rome and Roman Empire was no more, what little that was left of civilization was preserved by the church.
你会睇见，就算系当罗马佢系被摧毁嘅时候都好啦，但系基督嘅教会佢仍然系被保存落嚟。
As the Roman Empire lied in ruins.In a sense, the only thing that stood, that wasn't conquered, was the Christian church.
当睇见罗马帝国佢系被摧毁嘅时候，冇任何嘅嘢系剩低落嚟，唯一系未被去摧毁嘅系神基督嘅教会仍然喺度。
And if you know your world history, you know that the world was reduced to chaos.The only thing that stood was the church.
当你睇熟悉历史嘅时候，你就知道当呢个世界系去到一个好混乱嘅地步里边嘅时候，唯有系教会系仍然喺度。
But that's not the end of the story. There's a more glorious and wonderful something that's ahead of us.
但系呢个都唔系故事嘅总结，仲有更加更荣耀、更奇妙嘅嘢喺我哋前边。
I have this on slide 6. It's what the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比斯二章第十节，使徒保罗咁讲，佢话叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And as the interpretation of Daniel's dream reminds us, God's kingdom is eternal and invincible.
喺当我哋去睇但以理佢所解释嘅嗰个梦嘅时候，提醒我哋神嘅国度系永恒嘅。
Because Nebuchadnezzar, the Medo-Persian Empire, Alexander the Great, all the Caesars of Rome, they're long gone.
因为我哋知道，就算系尼布加尼撒，或者系马代波斯嘅帝国，或者系亚历山大帝，甚至系喺罗马里边嘅所有嘅凯撒，即系啲王，佢哋都已经系过去啦。
And someday, all these kingdoms today will be gone.
今日所有嘅呢啲嘅帝国王国都会有一日过去。
Except God's kingdom.
除咗神嘅国。
Because God has put it in the hands of Christ, the King.
因为神将耶稣基督摆喺呢啲国里，摆喺佢嘅国里边成为王。
And Christ's authority and power will never pass into other hands. His kingdom will stand forever.
耶稣基督嘅权柄永远都喺佢嘅手里边，唔会去落入其他嘅国嘅手里边。佢嘅国永恒。
Are you tonight a citizen of God's kingdom, which cannot be destroyed?
你今日系咪神嘅国嘅子民呢？佢嘅国度系唔会被消灭嘅。
Do you know tonight, if you are reconciled to God by the blood of Christ?
你今日知唔知道你系藉着耶稣基督嘅血系与神和好嘅呢？
Have you been made anew by the very hands of God?
你有冇藉着神嘅手嚟去叫你又重生呢？
Have you experienced the new birth, the second birth?
你有没有经历过这个的重生呢?
Are you born of God?
你是不是在神里面来到去生呢?
If you are, your future is bright, even during dire circumstances like today.
如果是的时候，就算是好像在今天一个咁黑暗嘅情况里边嘅时候，你嘅将来都系光明嘅。
So move forward and be a kingdom builder and bring glory to the risen King.
如果系嘅时候，我哋就要向前行，成为神嘅国度嘅一切嘅建立者，将荣耀去俾神。
Father, we thank you that you've gotten us to victory.Over sin, death, and hell.
天父，多谢你俾我哋能够可以胜过罪、死亡同埋地狱。
Thank you, Lord, for the fact that the cradle leads to the cross.
多谢你藉着耶稣基督嘅诞生，由佢嘅婴儿嘅床嗰度去到呢一个嘅十架。
And Jesus shows us his great love for us there.
耶稣基督俾我哋睇见佢对我哋嘅大爱。
And so, Lord, we pray that we believe that your kingdom has come and that your will be done.
神啊，知道你嘅国度已经临到，你嘅旨意会成就。
And your kingdom will come in all its fullness when the Lord Jesus comes back again.
当耶稣基督再翻嚟嘅时候，你嘅国完全嘅降临。
And may he find us faithful as he comes again for us.
当耶稣基督再一次来到的时候，神啊，愿意你去，我们是对你忠心的。
We ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。